Glory to Nazis, shouts the waiter to customers arriving at Karatel, a restaurant in Kiev, which means the Punisher. The play on words with the national slogan Glory to Ukraine spoofs Russian propaganda that labels Ukraine's revolution as a fascist movement.
Slava Nazi.
Founder Eugene Vasilyev says it is a light-hearted, tongue-in-cheek operation.
By replacing propaganda with absurd, we demonstrate to people that there's nothing but lies in it.
The menu is titled in German, Long Live the Junta, the term Russian state media use for the government in Kiev. Menu items like Minsk Agreement, potatoes with herring, make fun of political negotiations that so far failed to end Ukraine's conflict. While others, like Grilled Separatist, push the boundaries of good taste, Kiev entrepreneur Yulia thinks the restaurant concept is not inappropriate.
If there's war, it doesn't mean we should close up and dig ourselves into a hole and wait for something bad to happen.
But some members of Ukrainian battalions, like Azov, show fascist leanings, which the Kremlin plays up. Russia is returning to Soviet-style propaganda methods, says political scientist Vladislav Harinevich. But he warns both sides are using dehumanizing insults that could make a lasting peace difficult to achieve.
When we're all reunited again, and this will happen at some point, then we will have to find a certain consensus, and the fewer painful injuries we inflict on each other, the easier it will be to live together.
Peter Pomerantsev is an author of a book on Kremlin propaganda called Nothing is True and Everything is Possible. He says parody can be a powerful counter-propaganda tool, but is also used by what he calls neo-authoritarian states like Russia.
If you look at the Kremlin's propaganda, it's very satirical, it's very tongue-in-cheek. You can never tell when they're being ironic or not. And everything's done with a very sarcastic smile. So I don't think humor by itself will be the magic bullet.
Pomerantsev says the only way to effectively counter propaganda is to win the trust of audiences to return them to a reality-based discourse. Economies and societies flourish when they have accurate information, he says, while those living in a state of disinformation are effectively digging their own grave. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kiev.